So I have the great pleasure of introducing our guest speaker today. And you may or may not know, but we have another center over in Nanaimo called CSL Nanaimo. And Amanda Pope, my daughter, is the spiritual director of that center. So I am very happy to welcome her to White Rock.
Good morning, everyone. What a joy to be here with you all. It's always a little weird to be introduced by your mom, if I'm honest. I mean, I appreciate it enough. But yes, we're actually not very far away. If it wasn't for that ocean, like, we'd be a really close center. We're kind of neighbors. So it is a joy to be here and to talk about this month's theme. So I don't know if you know, but Centers for Spiritual Living, the greater organization, they publish monthly themes. And it's kind of cool because around the world, we have
centers that, oh, here I am. I'll stop yelling now. We have centers that follow these themes, so we kind of have this collective message that's happening all over the world, which is, I think, really great. To be honest, though, as a speaker, sometimes I look at the themes and I'm like, I just got nothing. You know, I'm not feeling it, and they're always great talks, but if it doesn't really align with what's going on for me, I really can't work with it. But this month, I love it. So giant gentleness is the theme for this month. And I know that Reverend Tamara introduced it last week. And I have been saying a lot that I just think the world needs a little more kindness and gentleness right now. Have you been thinking the same thing? Yeah. And by the way, if you haven't and you're like, no, I'm good and all is well, I'm not putting this on you at all. Like, I don't want to plant this seed, but I've been feeling this heaviness and I just want to take a journey through that to this idea of gentleness and why, in fact, maybe I'm wrong at saying the world needs more of it. So I'd love to go on this journey with you. And if you're willing, let's just close our eyes. Take a breath together and just tap into that observer self, that part of you that observes the breath, that observes the thoughts, that observes your emotions. It's that still place inside that we experienced in that beautiful meditation earlier. I just want to invite that part of you, that essence of you, into the room right now. So just imagine that the room doubles in size and all of the chairs multiply into two, and invite that essence of yourself back into this space. Because I really want to have a conversation with both of you today. So knowing that there's no time and space, we can just all settle in with that essence of who we are right beside us. Okay, so let's start there. Tamara, did you know it was that easy to double the attendance? So, gentleness. Have you had that experience of, are there parents in the space here? Have you ever had that experience with a three-year-old? And maybe they missed their nap, or they got overstimulated at their preschool, and you make them lunch, and they have a peanut butter sandwich and some apple slices. And then accidentally, the apple slices touch the peanut butter sandwich. Have you ever had that moment? And they lose their minds. Like, they go ballistic. And it's in that moment that we see this reaction of, like, the world could have ended, and they have the same level of reaction. And then they go down, they have their nap, and, you know, for the first couple of minutes, you might question your life choices when they're sleeping, And then they wake up and they are sweet and cuddly and it pulls on your heartstrings and they are happy and balanced and all is forgotten. And isn't that interesting that they can go from the world is ending to everything is fine? And why? And it's because they're loved, they're held, they have what they need for their safety and their care. They're caring for themselves so they sleep. And they have somebody who's providing for their needs. So they wake up and it's all gone. So that idea, I think, if we can think now, somewhere later on, that three-year-old gets older, and eventually they decide their own nap time, or worse still, they don't take any naps anymore, and they get tired and cranky. And at work, the proverbial peanut butter sandwich and the apple slices touch, and they lose their minds. But what happens often is that they don't go take a nap. They wake up the next morning, and they're still stewing about the apple slices and the peanut butter jam. So something happens to us along the way where we move from this place of feeling this huge emotion to completely letting it go to carrying things. And I think the way the world is right now, that we're kind of in a place where there's a lot of peanut butter sandwiches being touched by apple slices. And some of us haven't had a nap today, and our reactions are big. And I think that we see, you know, part of the work I do is in mediation, and I am seeing that a lot. I'm seeing this really heightened angst and reaction to things, and that it sort of goes from 0 to 100 really fast. And then it can be hard to kind of come back from that. So I have a theory about this. So my theory is that the world is kind of angsty right now. There is a lot going on. And again, I don't want to put this on you. I'm feeling that there's a lot going on in the world. I have concerns. I have some uncertainty. I feel a lot of angstiness in the world. And I think what happens for me, and maybe other people out there, is that I want to pacify that angst. So what I do is I look outside in the world at all the things that are annoying me in that moment, and I want them to change immediately. So I stop feeling this angst. Can anyone relate? So I think if we just kind of imagine, like think back to a recent, maybe you had a moment where there was, you know, somebody cut you off in traffic, or you had a little disagreement with somebody, or a tough conversation. Just imagine back to that, and just with a little curiosity, do you think in there, maybe you or the other person, there was a moment of, one of us didn't get our nap today. One of us got a little overstimulated at preschool today, and perhaps our reaction out there was a little bit bigger than it needed to be. And I'm definitely not advocating that we just have to be passive and let everything go. But I think that if we can move to that place, now if we go back to the three-year-old wakes up and is fine. They don't stew about the peanut butter jam from yesterday. They are all in the moment today, full happy, full sad, depending on where they are. They don't carry it with them. And why? Because they feel secure, they feel loved, they feel held, they have that sense of grace and ease in their life. So I think for us, if we can move into that place and recognize that the out there's are never going to quell the existential angst we feel, that what we have sitting right beside us is our essence. Now that is the place, that is the source of all love, of all certainty. That is the space that holds us in this place of grace and ease. In that essence of who we are, which Liv talked about beautifully in her meditation, that it is connected. All of our essences in the chairs next to us are connected with the essence of the universe and each other. And it is the love and it is the heart that is connected. And so in that place, nothing needs to be fixed. The world doesn't need to be gentler because it is gentle. It is the source of love, it is the source of compassion, and it is within us. Well, right now it's beside us, but normally it's within us. and it is that place that we can tap into for the afternoon nap, for the big hug when we've just had enough and we didn't get our nap that day. So if we can move our focus on the out there to that needs to change, that guy's got to learn how to drive, to the in here of the am I caring for myself? Am I taking that time to tap into that certainty, that love, that divine essence of love that is within me? Is actually, I feel love with another person, but it's actually not coming from them. It's coming from within. And it manifests through other people, or not, as I choose to not see it in people, but it's all an inside job. There is no other in that place of essence. So I think that right now, if we can make that shift, it's the way to move through this angsty time, because there is a lot going on in the world. There is change. And actually, we were just having a conversation yesterday about, you know, even the best change has a turbulence to it. You know, even when we go, I'm taking on a new job, or I'm in a new relationship, or, you know, I've moved to a new place, there still is this, like, upheaval internally that happens. And through that, again, we have that certainty. We have that unchanging essence within us that is that place that we can lean into and surrender into. But often what happens is our minds take over, and we have these brilliant minds and they're wonderful things. It's just sometimes they take over in areas where they don't belong. And they take over and they want to find a solution to the angst, so they look around and say, maybe it was what you said to me earlier, and maybe it was when you were driving, and maybe it was, and it's all the out there stuff, when really, it's just needing to be held internally and held in that internal, infinite source kind of way. And when we are in that foundation of that centered, grounded, open place, that's when we can connect with others. And I know for myself, I have a tendency to jump into connecting with somebody else or supporting somebody else. But we can't do that from a place of not being grounded and centered. So step one is always that place of taking care of ourselves. And there's this great teacher and author, Parker Palmer, and he says, self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer to others. So all we have is ourselves, and it is our responsibility to care for ourselves, to make sure we get our nap and we don't get overstimulated, or when we do, that we come back to center and find those avenues within. And so once we've done that, we can open to the world, and that's the gift that we share with the world. So in essence, there is nothing that needs to be fixed. There is no more kindness needed in the world. It's all there. All the gentleness that we need is there. All we need to do is wrap up that ego angsty part of ourselves in a great big hug and say, I've got you. There's no driver out there that needs to change, or political system. Right now, we can rest in this space of grace within our hearts, and we can rejuvenate, and then we can reconnect with each other. because that idea that the other is love is actually our recognizing our own love and seeing it in the other. And our teacher, Ernest Holmes, said, "Compassion and caring are the ties that bind us together in mutual understanding and in the unified attempt to uncover the divinity in each other. Compassion is the most gentle of all human virtues, for it is the outpouring of the divine givingness through all." So it is that gentleness, our compassion that comes first from our compassion for ourselves, is what we share with each other. And can you imagine for a moment, if you think back to that situation where you maybe had a difficult conversation with somebody or a recent argument, can you think back to that situation and think, what if we just cared for ourselves, we stopped, we took the time for compassion, we were caring for ourselves, which allowed us to care for the other? How would that have gone differently? Would there have perhaps been less escalation in that? Would you have been in that place where you could just show up wholeheartedly, open-heartedly, knowing that nothing out there needs to create the security and the stability that you long for inside of you? So thanks for going on this journey with me of gentleness. And I want to take us into another very easeful, gentle prayer. So if you would close your eyes with me and just imagine that essence of who you are beside you. Imagine that as the source of all love, of all kindness, of all compassion. Imagine that gentle power of that divine and infinite love sitting right there beside you. And knowing that that essence is a part of all essence, all of life's essence. It is the universal power that is the source of all life, and it is your power in all ways. And so now, instead of absorbing that power into you, allow yourself to be absorbed into your own essence. Allow that essence to be the driving force in your life. Allow your mind to surrender into it. And so knowing that that is spirit, that is God, that is love, that is the source of all life, and that right here and right now it is right where you are, and that you can choose in this moment to say yes and surrender into that power, surrender into that peace, and surrender into that grace. And from that place, you can allow yourself to be reminded that compassion is your gift, that your light is within you, that unique spirit that shows up just as you is your gift to the world. And your only job is to care for that spirit, to make sure that all that you have is fully aligned with that essence within, that divine love, that infinite source within you. It is right where you are. And in any moment, you can simply surrender and say yes to it and say, Spirit, you lead right here and right now. And so knowing that as we do this, we settle into that divine light that is our light to shine in the world, knowing that it opens us up to share our gifts that are uniquely ours to share in the world, and that as we share our gifts, it opens others up, because divine nature calls unto divine nature. And so we invite forth that peace and that power and that love and that essence from each person we interact with, and we dive back into that wellspring within us. So knowing this powerful truth I give such grateful thanks. I am grateful that my good is nowhere beyond me. It is simply within me. And that one deep breath brings me into alignment and awareness with that one. And so I know this is true for each one of us here. And so I release my word into the action of law. I know that it is done in absolute perfection. So I turn from it. I let it be so. And so it is. Thank you.